This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. I'm coming to you from New Griffin Park at the end of Brentford's final friendly of the season against Valencia. And it ended Brentford 2, Valencia 1. Quite an exciting match here as well. You know, we saw a good run out from the players. We saw a good game. Sort of quite competitive from both sides. And in the end, the Bees ran out good winners as well in this game. As you can see, the celebration has come out again. As you know, when the celebration comes out, it's all good. It means that the Bees have won the match. Good game, wasn't it?
It was a great game. Very skillful Valencia side. And we were doing some stuff that I've never seen us do before. We just looked fantastic going forward. My man of the match was Vitaly Janelt. He looked superb. But some of the patterns of play we were playing, especially going forward in their third, was absolutely stunning. I was like really amazed by how far we've moved forward from last year.
I mean, it's amazing. It's interesting because we've got one of our bees actually is watching the game in Spain at the moment now. He's on Spanish TV and he said apparently the Spanish commentators, in Spanish obviously, are purring about the way that we play our football. It's a style of football they are playing, and they said that our stadium looks magnificent as well. So that's big respect from international and from in effect from the opposition, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll be in Europe before long anyway, so that's what's going down. But yeah, no, honestly, we were fantastic. I thought Onyeka came on second half. He looked really, really good. A lot better than last week, I thought. And going forward, Waymo looked superb throughout the whole game. So big up to Ethan Pinnock. Not only did he score their first goal, but he was superb throughout as well. So really great performance. I am so looking forward to Friday.
Here we are. We're on the old West Stand there, as you can hear the West Stand singing. Sergio Canos comes over to the West Stand, gives him a bit of applause there as well. He had a great game, Sergio Canos. He had a really, really good game. You know, I wasn't sure whether or not Sergio Canos will be able to actually sort of step it up at this level. No disrespect to him. You just put the question marks in. But today, he showed that he's definitely potty for it, and he's definitely going to be part of this team. Enjoy the game today.
Really enjoyed it, Billy. It was good. Another good workout. First team, you know, the first start of the 11 probably started to come together. I'd imagine that's not too dissimilar to what we'll start with on Friday. Hopefully with Tony back. But I thought it was really good. Really, players are going to step up this year. We're going to get... Brian was great today. Just taking his applause. I thought Janelt was immense today in more of a free role. We look comfortable on the ball. No idea really how good Valencia are, where they are with their own preparations, or you know how strong a team that was for them. But a really good and enjoyable workout.
Just to let you know as well, I mean, I looked it up during the game in the world rankings, as we use as the Benham chart, as we call it. They pit all teams against each other. I think Valencia was a few puts below us, actually. They're around about sort of kind of 68. You know, we're about 64. You know, and you've got other teams like Southampton around about 66. Burnley around about the same area as well. So that's kind of where they've been pipped at the moment in these charts. Obviously, that will change as the season goes and we actually see how these teams are. So I think we were probably put to place a team in the Benham world, which is quite similar to us.
So you're saying we're not by far the greatest team the world's ever seen. We're actually the 64th greatest team.
Well, you know, we're just working on that as well, which is all good. But listen, this is lots of applause. All the players have come around. You've got the pennant, you've got Thomas Frank as well. You know, you've got all the characters, they're coming around there as well, which is all good. So, do you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It's quite an entertaining game. Unlucky in the first half with the dreaded VAR. Oh my God, I'm not looking forward to that coming.
It took forever, didn't it?
Oh, it did. It really did. I think it's just something we're going to have to get used to. And the players as well, I guess, for a lot of them. So, second half was really good. Couple of really good performances. Jan Out will stand out for me. Absolutely amazing. And played a little bit more advanced than maybe we're used to seeing him play. We did it all without Ivan Toney. So maybe there's a little bit of keeping cards close to the chest before the big curtain raiser next week.
That's right. And it's interesting to see that team out there also. We had Aja, or Aya, whatever you call him as well, was playing at centre-back as well. How did he look for you?
Yeah, as part of the back three, he did quite well. Brought the ball forward quite a few times in the first half I saw. Clipped a few nice passes, went a few runs down the wing, which is what we've seen him do for Celtic. So, yeah, he's a really promising prospect. Just a few breakdowns of communication maybe with Canos. They had a few attacks down that side in the first half. But, look, they're all getting used to playing with each other. Great debut, great to see him in the team.
And Sergi Canos as well. I mean, Sergi Canos, he played innovators right back today, isn't it? So that looks like that's what's going to be happening next week against Arsenal. I actually thought he had a really good game.
He did have a good game, yeah, wing back. I mean, that's definitely his preferred position. You could see a little bit more about him today against Valencia. He's from a place not far from there in Spain, so he had a little bit of extra oomph about him. I've always kind of thought he's not got much in terms of the final third, but actually he pulled out some tricks today, got to the byline, put a few crosses in. I was impressed with Sergi. Yeah, good game for him today.
Good game. So listen, move on up as we go. I mean, the last time I remember hearing this was against Bournemouth as well, where we knew that we were definitely moving on up. Moving on up against, well, whoever we were moving up against, moving up to Swansea and going to the playoff final as we did. Listen, enjoy that, did you?
Absolutely, Bill. I thought we showed immense promise for the season coming. I think we got some component, we got the component parts here to be a very, very competitive side in the Premiership. Roll on Friday.
Roll on Friday. You sound like you've been drinking, mate. You know what I'm saying? You know. Anyway, birthday girls in the house here. Birthday girls in the house. How are you doing? Did you enjoy that? I'm going to ask you.
I did enjoy my birthday present. It was very nice. Thank you very much.
You did. And I'll tell you something. We are down the front here in our little area here as well. After I have to say, do you like our restricted view that we knew nothing about as well? Front row seats. We are the first people to choose this area. And all of a sudden, they've smack bang right in the middle of here. They've got some sort of kind of barrier thing. Brick wall, in effect, wall. You know, in front of there. Yeah. Do you
better
like it?
Better view up there, to be fair.
Yeah, well, you know, at the end of the day, it's one of those things. But anyway, but from the, even from the front here, I heard you purring about Aya.
I loved him. I think he's really good on the ball. I love the way he brings the ball out. He's not afraid to come forward. I think he's going to be an absolute signing. But Jano, man of the match for me, he was brilliant.
Yeah, man, I mean, again, and he was playing a slightly different role as well, this time as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he's just brilliant, isn't he? Wherever he plays, he could probably play up front. He could probably play a goal, still be brilliant.
Signing of the season. And I was saying as well, you know, who else obviously shone for you? Because obviously we played a lot of players today out there as well. We had a few new signings that have come on. And, you know, some of them, it's their first match in effect.
Yeah, I thought Rico looked really good today. He looked much sharper than last week. He was back to his best. Thought Canos had a good game, especially when he switched to the left. I think they all had a good... I don't think anybody could say anybody had a bad game. Pontus looked strong. Everybody looked strong. Pert Harris, a couple of nice touches when he came on. And Frank, good goal.
And what do you just think of Frank the Tank, as they call him as well? Because he didn't have as long as I thought he was going to get. No. But I'm asking the question, do you think he's actually going to start against Arsenal?
That's why I'm not the manager and Thomas Frank, isn't it?
But he looked lively when he came on, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And it was a good goal. And Where do you start him at? That starting 11, did you take out?
You're talking about Godos, you know.
She's got dinner.
I've kept her. She's off, you know. Basically, it's an excuse for her to answer the question. You know what I'm saying? She's gone off, like, you know. So, anyway, look, we're going to go out of the stadium, like, you know what I'm saying? Rasmus Ankersen in the house, big smile on his face as well. Listen, we beat the European, well, they're not champions, but they're sort of European and they're Spanish and they play nice football. But we outdid them today, didn't we?
We did, very much so. I mean, it's a big club. We all remember Valencia being in the Champions League. So, you know, good for them to come here and get a little football lesson by the bees.
Yeah, and the thing is that we had quite a lot of players that played as well today. I mean, you were sort of kind of I mean, I could see today kind of what your first team kind of was going to be. You know, you played, you know, the team that was out there in the first half, I thought, pretty much there or thereabouts was probably going to be the first team for Friday as well. But then you mixed it up in the second half, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't think it's 100% clear in the mind of Thomas, who's going to be the 11. But I think he got some good answers today. And we'll see how the next week go. And obviously, we have a few things coming in as well. So we'll see. But it's probably not way off what you saw today. Be careful.
And the thing is, for us, obviously, what's going to be exciting the Brentford fans as well are the new signings as well, because we know what our players can do. You know, there's a few new signings for me. For a start, I think Brian Bumo, he looks like a new signing, the way that he seems to have stepped up. He's recovered from maybe the illness that he had, you know, the back end of the season before and last season, and he's stepping up as well. So he's creating a few problems as well. But I thought Aja as well was interesting. He gives us a few interesting options, doesn't he?
Yeah, like, Chris has, it's something we scouted for a long time, and he is someone we believe fits the style very well. And I think in glimpses today, he showed what he's about, especially on the ball. He'll give us an extra dimension there, I think.
And Frank the Tank Onyeka. Now, this is a player. Listen, this is the player you found that we told you about. Okay, at the besotted, and then you went running off. And then you decided to sign him. Yeah. Listen, at the end of the day, listen, look, we're not asking for any commission or anything like that. Just buy us a beer next time you see us, okay? Well,
I'm really glad there's like pure people back left in football here, you know, who just want to contribute. And I think you did that with Frank, and I'm glad he's finally here.
That's right. If you don't know, we're talking about just PrideOfWest.London. Just check out the Besotted podcast from the pub with Rasmus Ankerson here and Phil Giles, where we talked about lots of things, and we introduced Frank Onyeka to Rasmus, who was very surprised at the time, and then he signed him a few weeks later, which is very nice. But today he had his first appearance after a little bit of isolation coming out of, obviously he had to isolate being in the country for a few days, and he came out. And he was definitely a bit of a tank, kind of running around in that the back end of that game, because they didn't know really what hit him, did they?
No, he's a very quick player, very aggressive player, and he especially against the ball, he offers a lot. And I think you could see that today. I mean, he'll be a very valuable player for us, especially when we play against a team that will have a lot of possession. Because he's very good in that phase of the game, and today he scored. He's dangerous as well. You know, he gets in the box. He finishes well. You know, so I'm sure he's not the last goal he'll have scored for us this season.
No. So listen, Arsenal on Friday. We're all getting excited. I mean, I'm telling you something. Most people ain't going to work on Friday. Most people, they're taking the day off, the afternoon off, whatever like that. They're going to be down there from very early. Obviously, very big day for you, exciting day for you, because as a club, this is what you've been looking at. Is like the pinnacle, the first game in the Premier League. How do you think it's going to go?
No, I think we'll do well. I think we are ready. We had a good pre-season. Everyone has been looking forward to this game. It's like the first game of a long season. But you know, I would lie if I don't say we look forward to it. It'll be a special experience, first Premier League game at this stadium. So very excited about it. But also everyone is focused. We're gonna put in a good performance.
Listen, Rasmus, you go and enjoy your evening now. After you got to probably have a little bit of tapas and everything like that. Is it?
Maybe tapas. Maybe a little glass of wine. You know.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. See you on Friday. Yeah, take care. See you later, man. Hey, listen, we've got the kids. Listen, you're all in the house, and I'm telling you something, smiles all around again. You enjoyed that, didn't you?
We enjoyed that, yes.
And the enjoyment came out of, okay, we not only believe, it's not about beating, it's not necessarily about winning, it's about how you win, isn't it?
It is about winning.
So tell me, about that match today, so what did you enjoy?
I didn't enjoy VAR.
No. No, but I mean, what impressed you? I mean, there's some players out there, some new players out there. Is it the style of football that we played?
I thought Frank was immense.
Frank the Tank.
Yes, never stopped.
No, everyone's getting excited about him as well. Yeah. I mean, we've got AJ as well.
AJ I thought was amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, they changed it up. We've got Sergi Canos on the wing back as well, didn't we?
We have. Ooh, Sergi Canos. Yeah.
So, I mean, looking at that side, I mean, we're going to Arsenal next week. Listen, we're Brentford. Yeah, we're Brentford. So we're not boasting. We're not getting all boast or anything like that. But we're allowed to actually enjoy ourselves and get excited. And what do you reckon? Are you getting excited?
I'm really excited.
Was it?
Yeah, because I think we're going to beat them.
Whoa, she's now, she's done it now.
Erase that.
She's done it now. I mean, yourself, just watching.
I have high hopes as well. Yeah. And if we get the double rainbow again, that's it.
It's all about the double rainbow today.
And I think it's all about the teamwork, actually. We play well as a team. Yeah. We gel, we're cohesive as a...
So it's not individuals, it's all about the teamwork.
All about the teamwork, yeah. All about the team. And we could do it today without Tony, couldn't we?
Who?
With Tony, we're just going
to
be amazing.
So listen. Right, we're all off. We've got to go down that way, back down to the pub. Enjoy yourselves. I'll see you on Friday. You red. See you later. So that was quite enjoyable, wasn't it? As he says. We're back in the boozer here as well. Smiling faces. People are very, very happy. Brentford have beaten Valencia. Listen, it's only pre-season. You've just heard from Rasmus Ankersen, Brentford director of football as well, just giving us the SP on his thoughts of the game as well. Like I said to you, Brentford, a club who gives you the SP from all angles, from the street angle, from the terraces, from the pubs, and from the mouths of the directors of football as well. But you were very happy, weren't you?
Bill was very, very happy with that result and also the display, because, you know, Valencia are no pushovers. You know, it's a pre-season friendly, but it's a week before the start of our Premier League season, and really the performance and the result was quite crucial. But today I thought there was some really, really outstanding performances, and I think
Frank, by who? Just tell us by who.
Roslev, when he came on, Thomas Frank's going to have a problem there.
I looked today and I thought Roslev is actually he's a really good player.
He came on, he was composed on the ball, he was causing problems, he was getting in dangerous areas. Also,
so I've got to ask a question, sorry for interrupting you. Obviously, Roslev came on in place of Canos on the right wing back. So who would you play on Friday, Canos or Roslev?
Well, this is it. I think I'd still go with Canos, because he didn't have a bad game either, to be fair. But it's nice to think Roslev's on that bench to actually come on and cause a few problems. But also today, Rico, another 10 out of 10. That guy is absolutely quality. And also another one is Yano, and we all know about him. That guy can play at any level whatsoever. He's got everything in front of him, that guy. And I'm so pleased he's wearing the red and the white, I can tell you now. Great result, great performance, and watch out, Arsenal, because we're coming for you, mate.
Watch out, Arsenal. Listen, Pat, you're in the house here today. First game back in the season. First game back. Well, not first game, because I don't think you were here last week, but it's going to be the first game against Arsenal. And do you think that set up very nicely for the Arsenal game?
I hope so. I was really proud of them today, and I was proud of them last week. And I thought we were unlucky not to score last week with West Ham. And I thought today that they, gave it as much as they could. And we outshone Valencia. I know that they're a good side. But for me, the Bees are always going to be more superior in my eyes, always. I'm looking forward to the season. I'll stand by the Bees wherever they are. Up, down, roundabout, you know that. It was lovely to be in the stadium, have a bum on a seat, and I love the view that we've got, and I think the pitch is outstanding, and the stadium. There's a lovely atmosphere there today.
So you didn't have a restricted view where you were, did you? No, not like some people like us who turned up and we had a big sheet and metal in front of our eyes.
No.
A big wall.
No, it wasn't in the rule book. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But I'm quite happy. So, you know, I'm just saying I'm looking forward to the season, and bring it on, Bill, bring it on. But really happy with them today. Loved it.
Very, very happy. We've got happy. A lot of happiness going on here. Coming over to the middle table. The middle table there. Listen, they always come up with some very poignant views when they see Brentford today. And I want a bit of poignancy from you today after seeing that game. How happy with you today, or were you just chilled?
Chilled because it's a friendly, but I was a bit worried at half-time, but second half I thought we played really well.
Why were you worried at half-time?
I thought Valencia didn't look that great, and we let in a soft goal, and just a bit worried that we might get punished by better teams that we're going to play this season. But I think we recovered from that.
I mean, players out there, I mean,
we had a few new players playing. Is anyone that kind of caught your eye?
I'm going to say his name wrong. I know I am. But Onyeka, I thought, was fantastic.
Who was that?
Onyeka.
Frank Onyeka.
Yeah. Onyeka, sorry. I've been saying Spanish players' names wrong all day, so it's only fitting I get our own player wrong as well. I think he's going to be... I look at him, I'm big cool. I think he'll probably be our most important player this season.
Good. And anybody else out there as well today, even one of our players that you thought, hold on a second, he might have stepped up in pre-season?
This is probably going to get a laugh from everyone, but I was impressed by Rosleb.
We've all been saying it. Yeah. I thought he was great.
Yeah, I thought he did very well when he came on. So, yeah, that's pleasing because having lost Dalsgaard is a big position to fill.
So, I mean, we're going to the game on Friday. Are you going there just, again, chilled? Or are you sort of secretly optimistic?
I'm not even secretly optimistic. I think we'll beat Arsenal. I think the way they play suits us. And I don't think they're very good. So, I think we'll beat them.
There you go. Listen, I'm going to start going back to my touching wood again because this is... You know, it gets very dangerous when bees kind of, you know, they're not saying they're over-egging it, but, you know, they're doing the business. And look, I'm coming down here. Oh, the Allard's in the house. And hello, everybody. You're on mic now, so I've got to be professional and I can't say hello and hug everybody for now because I've got to come straight to the Allard and ask you from your stand, because you didn't watch it from the West Stand from behind the goal. You're watching it from a different view. So were your rose-tinted glasses slightly different to ours?
No, they were rose-tinted, yeah. Yeah, very rose-tinted. I thought it was great today, wasn't it? I mean, we look like we're in the right place, don't we? I mean, I think I've seen pre-season games against quality opposition before and we maybe haven't quite looked there, but today I thought we did look there, really.
I mean, and again, you know, we've been asking everybody because pre-season is not necessarily about winning, even though we won a couple of games and we narrowly lost one game. But it's more about what the players do, is how they play, how they fit together. You sort of turn around and say, actually, he looks quite good. You know, he looks quite good. They look like they play well together. What did you get out of this whole pre-season and especially this game?
Well, I think one of the good things about this game is that we changed the system halfway through. We went from we played 3-4-3 with arguably two holding midfielders, and then we Jan out on Norgaard. And then the second half we switched it around and we went 3-5-2. Or I suppose the best way to explain it, Norgaard really was the only holding midfielder. Then pushed Jan out up and brought Frank on and brought Bremo in to be closer to four. So I thought in general, you know, it was nice to see a switch of system at half-time, but it seemed seamless, almost to the point where you might not have noticed it, to be honest. That was great. I just thought all the players looked at home in their positions. Didn't look like we played anyone out of position, really, today, and I feel really chilled about this.
Okay, and like I said, players, actual players, who you're thinking, this player's warming the cockles of my heart.
Jan-Out was sensational again today. I think he's made another step up. And in Bremo, I just think he looks like... he looks relaxed, he looks chilled. He looks everything he didn't last season. He struggled. You know, we can only guess why, to be honest. But he just looks like he's part of this and I'm ready to go.
Things are starting to warm up in the boozer now as well, like I said to you. There's no negativity at all. We couldn't find any Valencia fans, unfortunately, because there was only about 20 of them here today and I think they all scuttled off straight after the final whistle, knowing that they'd been beaten by the mighty bees. But we were mighty today, weren't we?
Yeah, mate, really good, actually. It was really nice to see that a lot of the legacy players, which is that's a term I've just invented, which I don't like so much, but those players that took us up last year, like, performed very mature and confident, and I thought, even going one down, we went down right, and we turned around. I thought, Canos looking right, mate. It's a really, really enjoyable day. Like, I went along not really for the friendly, but just to try and get my bearings for the... but a stadium like most others, and I thought, mate, really enjoyable, and I thought the team were a bit of a bonus. Performed great, turned around really well. Big Frank, come on, he's going to be a favourite, isn't he? Frank Onyeka, he looked really good. Force looked stronger. I don't know, mate. I've come away with a bit more confidence than I had beforehand.
It's interesting you got the confidence as well, and you know, like I said, as fans, we've come here and there's been no real. Listen, we haven't really thought about this at all, have we? I don't want to say we're happy to be here, because obviously we've earned the right to be here, but it's almost like I feel the pressure is off. I felt in the Championship, I was starting to feel a bit of pressure because we had upped the game So every season, everyone was expecting us to go up, especially if we'd lost so many times. And when we didn't do it, you felt the pressure was on. We were always favourites, second favourites, you know, to do the business. And we wouldn't do that. And eventually, when we did it last year, you think, wow, we're out there now. But it's actually quite nice to be back in a fish pond when you were definitely the underdog fish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mate, it's been a few years before we've had that. And like last year, we had massive pressure because I agree with what you're saying, when we were perpetual losers and we were not getting promoted, bottlers, Fulham have been up and down, keep me hard, there's these Twitter accounts, days since Brentford playing the top flight, and it does add up there a little bit, right? You see it, it doesn't matter too much, but you see it and it's there. But that's all gone now, it's all finished. And I didn't really think about football at all until today, after when we got won the playoffs. I celebrated for a couple of weeks, didn't really think about Brentford at all. Had a little break, Euros came, that was great. And then the last 2 weeks, tuned in a bit more. And wondering today how we'd look. And look, mate, amazingly composed. You hear the interviews in a week. It just gives an air of confidence. I think it gives an air of, well, not so much confidence, but maybe they sound settled and ready for the challenge, mate. I think we're going to do all right.
Listen, this is quite a few ears of confidence going around from Bees fans here in the house. Listen, like I said to you, we heard from Rasmus a bit earlier, Rasmus Ankersen, director of football, who said that we had a good pre-season and he's quietly confident that we'll be able to challenge out there as well. Bees fans feel the same thing. We're not saying we're going to smash it, we ain't going to finish second or fourth or sixth or eighth, but at the end of the day, the barometer, what we need to do is we need to survive our first season in the Premier League. And seeing what you saw this pre-season and seeing what you saw today, are you confident that we might be able to do that?
Yeah, there's nothing I've seen so far that scares me. You know, obviously I'm concerned that, you know, we could be out of our depth, but, you know, that's from a Brentford fan's perspective. The players don't give any hint of that. And, you know, with the way we've been playing, the way we've set ourselves up, the way we've acquitted ourselves, in the last three games in particular, the only games really to judge ourselves against, you know, Man United, West Ham and Valencia, you know, we've done more than enough to give ourselves, you know, confidence, Bill. We played a very technically, you know, a very high calibre team today, you know, and we beat them, you know, I wouldn't say easily. It was a really good match. So, you know, Arsenal will be concerned about us, and, you know, obviously we're not going to go into that game taking anything for granted, but, you know, we've got every reason to be a bit confident we get something out of it, whether it's a point or whether it's an amazing win. I'm counting down the days now to get the season started. I don't want it to go quickly. I think we'll do okay. I think, you know, I'll listen back and hear what Rasmus says, but, you know, what him and Phil have done during the closed season, it's like filled me with confidence. We might need one or two more players. I'd like to see a left winger probably.
Well, again, and the word on the street as well is, and we talked about this, we've written out, is that Wissa as well, who's going to sign from Lorient. Not Leighton Orient, you know, but that's what we would have done years ago. He's actually signing from Lorient in France, who's in the top league in France as well. He's the word on the street, what I've heard, is that yes, it's all signed and sealed. He's done the quarantining, and he was there in the stadium there today as well. He's signed, sealed and delivered, so we should hear. But then they stay left winger as well as he is. So again, another position for us to get excited. We're pretty loaded. We're pretty sorted in the midfield and in the centre of defence at the moment now. Yeah, so that's quite exciting.
Yeah, no, it's massively exciting. I mean, no, we're Brentford, and anyone that knows about Brentford and the way we do our transfers and how we've operated over the last 5 years, we're not going to bring anyone in with world-class, massive, you know, we're not going to bring in a Lionel Messi. You know, we're not going to bring in a Maguire. We're not going to bring in those kind of players, or a Grealish. We're not going to go and spend all our money on a player that's at their peak. We're all about buying players with potential and developing, and I don't think that's going to change. So, you know, yeah, we might get turned over a few times next season. Get used to not winning every week. Don't, you know, keep calm. Believe. I can't wait. Bring it on, mate.
Bring it on. So listen to the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. I have been away I've had to go away because it was all getting too much. All the football, too much football. After the football, we had the playoffs and we had Euros and we had that and friendlies and everything like that. So I've been away for a couple of weeks. And it's been a bit difficult trying to get, you know, ourselves into gear. But now we've switched back into football mode.
We are back, indeed.
We'll have a fun. We're going to be down the pub on Wednesday doing a podcast. We're going to get some Arsenal fans down the pub as well, do the podcast as well. We'll have some podcast action going on there. We'll probably do a podcast on Monday. We might do a little bit of a recap on Monday. We'll do podcasts all over the place. We'll do that. We've got articles. We've got everything coming on. As we said, Besotted is back. You can also check out Besotted on Sky Q. Just press the button where you just kind of, you request it on, you know, the speaking button on your Sky Q control and say Besotted, and you'll see all the Brentford stuff come up on that as well. So I think that's really cool. You can also subscribe to us on Spotify, on iTunes, in all the podcast channels as well. Please subscribe to us now because we've got some great stuff coming to you. But listen, it's been a great pre-season, but now that's all over now. We're going to go and do the business. We've got Arsenal coming down. We'll be down there very early on Friday. We've got all the characters around there. Come on! Yes, 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 yes.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.